The top man at the United Nations on humanitarian issues is sounding the alarm about Darfur. Jan Egeland says countries are not putting enough pressure on the Sudanese government and rebel groups to allow aid workers to continue their efforts. And, he says, governments don't seem to recognize that the situation is simply getting worse. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
After briefing the UN Security Council this week, Jan Egeland had a long list of concerns. He said the Sudanese government is throwing up bureaucratic obstacles and making it harder for aid workers to do their job, and foreign donors haven't been contributing as much. At this rate, he says, the UN's humanitarian efforts in Darfur could collapse.
The way it is now, it cannot continue. We need security that we do not have. We need a government that enables us to work and not creates obstacles for our work. We need a guerrilla which is not specializing in hijacking relief trucks and fighting each other and displacing new people, as happened in the last few weeks. And we need funding.
He says UN agencies have only about a fifth of the funding they need. Egeland adds he doesn't think the world understands how bad it has become of late. He says 200,000 people have been displaced this year alone, on top of the 1.6 million people who had already fled their homes. The head of the UN's Children's Fund in Sudan, Ted Chaban, is surprised by the lack of concern.
Anywhere else in the world, that would be major news and a major crisis. In Darfur, because there's been so much displacement and it's been going on for so long, it barely registered.
Chaban says what aid workers need is a peacekeeping force that's more robust than the African Union mission in Darfur. He says the security threats come not just from fighting between the government and rebel groups, but also fighting among rebels and increasing banditry. The progress aid workers have made, he adds, is now at risk.
We had very high malnutrition and mortality rates in 2004, pictures of children dying. We've turned that around, but we need to stay the course. We need to continue with the response until these children can go back home.
Chaban says it's hard to get a sense of the mortality and malnutrition figures for the newly displaced and the hundreds of thousands of people aid workers simply can't reach. The numbers are being debated here in Washington these days. The General Accounting Office recently gathered a panel of experts to discuss the huge discrepancy between the figures the U.S. government uses and those promoted by activists such as Smith College professor Eric Reeves.
There's a big difference politically between a crisis in which 40,000 people die and a crisis in which 400,000 people die. It shouldn't be. 40,000 lives anywhere should be enough, but there is, in fact, a big difference in how this story gets reported, how much it gets reported, and the urgency with which it gets reported.
In a fact sheet last year, the State Department said the death toll from the conflict in Darfur will probably never be fully known, but its estimate was anywhere from 63 to 146,000. In their letter requesting the GAO study, several members of Congress said they're disturbed by the implications of underestimating the death toll and thus justifying a diminished response. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.